The numbers really are staggering. If you assume that around 150 million people in total are going to cast their ballots for either Donald Trump or Joe Biden, then more than half of them have already voted. And there's still a last weekend of fevered campaigning to come. It's unprecedented, says presidential historian Michael Beschloss.
One reason is the pandemic. Another big reason is that many people, I think, have the idea that this could be the most important election in American history. They want to make sure that their vote is cast and that their vote is counted.
So now the campaigns are both engaged in a last-ditch effort to get out the vote, urging people not to sit on their hands. Joining the efforts on Joe Biden's behalf in Chicago, Tamika Palmer, the mother of Breonna Taylor, the entirely innocent black woman shot dead by police in a botched drugs raid.
We've been protesting, we've been crying, we've been arguing, we've been in the courts, but unless we vote, we will not get the change that we need.
The Trump campaign has won Get Out the Vote endorsements from the golfer Jack Nicklaus and the rapper Lil Wayne, as the campaign's push for every vote that is still available.